To understand this, let's again consider the verb to write that we already discussed in the previous slides. You remember that this verb introduces a number of participants. What we know about these participants? One of them, someone who performs the action, someone who writes, is active. It's due to his or her will and determination that the action takes place. If we have a look at other arguments, for example, the tool with which something is written or the place where something is written, we will see that they are passive. They are engaged by the doer in the action of writing. The fourth participant, something which is written, is also passive, but in a different way. It is something that appears in the course of the action. The conclusion that we can make is that semantic arguments are not homogeneous. They are semantically different. They represent different participants of the event that perform different functions.